June 18th. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Don't think now, take the road. And Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Matthew 14, 29 and 30. The wind was actually boisterous, the waves were actually high, but Peter did not see them at first. He did not reckon with them. He simply recognized his Lord and stepped out in recognition of him and walked on the water. Then he began to reckon with the actual things, and down he went instantly. Why could not our Lord have enabled him to walk at the bottom of the waves as well as on top of them? Neither could be done saving by recognition of the Lord Jesus. We step right out on God over some things, then self-consideration enters in and down we go. If you are recognizing your Lord, you have no business with where he engineers your circumstances. The actual things are, but immediately you look at them, you are overwhelmed. You cannot recognize Jesus, and the rebuke comes, "Wherefore didst thou doubt?" Let actual circumstances be what they may. Keep recognizing Jesus. Maintain complete reliance on him. If you debate for a second when God has spoken, it's all over. Never begin to say, "Well, I wonder if he did speak." Be reckless immediately. Fling it all upon him. You do not know when his voice will come. But whenever the realization of God comes in the faintest way imaginable, recklessly abandon. It is only by abandon that you recognize him, and you will only realize his voice more clearly by continued recklessness. That's the end of Oswald's message. I think of many times when we have gone down, when I have gone down, overtaken by my circumstances, like Peter. All the while I was critical of Peter for not keeping his eyes on Jesus. I guess I could justify my criticism because, after all, Jesus was physically standing in front of Peter, while I cannot see Jesus in person. But not so fast. The exact same thing worked for us as would have worked for Peter, and actually did work for Jesus. Even Jesus succeeded in doing the will of God consistently only by not taking his eyes off of God. God is in the process of morphing me into the image of his Son. This morphing can only be based on this principle. It is always a matter of focus. If the object of my focus is God, I can live above any circumstance. If my focus is on myself or any other than God, I will get caught up in, confused by, and otherwise distracted by my circumstance. The miracle of Peter's walking on water could only have happened when he recklessly and thoughtlessly trusted fully his master. And any miracle which happens through me will have the same signature of recklessness, thoughtlessness, and abandon to my master. Bottom line is intimacy with God to the degree that it quite frankly does not matter what circumstance I find myself in. Remember Paul and Silas singing in the prison. Their destitute circumstances did not cause them to lose focus on or faith in Jesus. I will know that I have reached a more intimate place with God when I can joyously and happily sing when I'm in my darkest place and my darkest hour.